Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. President Xi Jinping met his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin in Moscow yesterday. Xi's state visit will end tomorrow. Zhang Yue has more.
A grand welcoming ceremony was held upon Xi's arrival. The two presidents had an in-depth and candid exchange on China-Russia relations and issues of mutual interest. Xi said he and Putin have stayed in close touch over the past 10 years. Xi said China follows an independent foreign policy and is firmly committed to strengthening strategic coordination with Russia. He added the two countries should deepen practical cooperation in various fields and strengthen collaboration in places such as the United Nations to boost their respective national development and be a bulwark for world peace and stability. Putin said Russia stands ready to deepen bilateral cooperation, step up communication and collaboration in international affairs, and promote world multipolarity and greater democracy in international relations. The leaders had an in-depth exchange on the Ukraine issue. She stressed that a review of history shows that conflicts in the end have to be settled through dialogue and negotiation. China released a document on its position on the Ukraine crisis, advocating the political settlement of the crisis and rejecting the Cold War mentality and unilateral sanctions, said Xi. He concluded that the Chinese government will continue to play a constructive role in promoting a political settlement of the Ukraine issue. Putin said Russia has carefully studied China's position paper and is open to talks for peace, adding his government welcomes China's willingness to play a constructive role in this regard. The two presidents said they look forward to formal talks to draw up a blueprint for a comprehensive strategic partnership in the years to come. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
Shanghai's foreign trade hit a record high of 681.56 billion yuan in the first 2 months of this year, marking a year-on-year increase of 0.7%. According to data released by Shanghai Customs today, imports rose 4.7% year-on-year during the period, while the city's exports fell 4.9% year-on-year. Private enterprises in Shanghai posted strong performance, accounting for 30.6% of the city's total trade value. Regionally, in the first 2 months, Shanghai's trade volume with RCEP nations was up 2.5% year-on-year, while two-way trade with the European Union saw a 5% increase. Following changes to COVID policies, executives of some multinational companies have made further business expansion plans on the Chinese mainland. And tonight we have the second episode in our series, The China Comeback, as our reporter Ye Qingzhou spoke to Ben Jensen, Executive Vice President and Divisional CEO of Commercial Building Services of Grundfos, a Danish company that leads the world in providing water pump solutions and services.
I could simply not wait to get to China after the opening again. The first moment that we saw that it was possible, I started the process of getting a visa and getting back to China.
Hi there. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to meet you here. We are established in China since 1995. Today we have 1,800 super good, very dedicated employees in China. Oh, we've done many projects. The Nest, Shanghai Tower, Disney Resort, yeah. I did come to China first time in 1999, and I've been here many times in the past 25 years. Going out yesterday evening, we could also see that the restaurants are full again, and it's really nice to see that life is turning back to a normal.
It's okay.
This is a very busy trip. First, we're doing a launch of a new product. Seeing a customer, which we signed an agreement with a large contractor in China, visit to the office, I'll meet as many of our colleagues as I can. Then I'll see our factory in Suzhou, our development center in Suzhou. And then finally, of course, go and see our building site, Changshu factory.
Lower part.
Yes. And that also.
Over the last few years, of course, experienced a great growth with our products in China. So we develop here in China for China. That growth and that demand which the market has been giving us, we need to follow up by also being able to supply. So we need now more capacity. Therefore, we are building this site here in Changshu. A big part of our business in China is actually centered around Shanghai. And since 1995, the Yangtze Delta River has been a very, very progressive area. A lot of development has been going on, but we are super dependent on other suppliers. So also in this region, we find a very big and professional set of sub-suppliers that supports us in building our business, where we can source the components and the parts that we need for us to build our product. I just want to thank you all, every one of you, for leaning in to make sure that the business is still going, even though you have been working from home. For the industry itself, China is very important. A lot of the components we use are coming from China for manufacturing products all over the world. Chinese market is very, very important for us to be able to sustain the global business as well. I'm super happy that the business environment in China is welcoming, also that foreign investors are able to play and be an important role here. You see a lot of great things here that even you don't see other parts of the world as well. What I really like about China is the energy level of the people here, always wanting to progress and learn more and play a very important role and do things different. I like that energy which is here.